أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون، وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون، وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayah before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about the inborn arrogance of those who had disbelieved, and those who disbelieve and continue to disbelieve, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made the decision that they will not get hidayat, and the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had been established upon them. And on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the difficult task that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given, that most of them would not believe, but yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the task of inviting them towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an example of these people, what their condition is and how we will understand it. And again we are reminded that we should also look within ourselves to see if these conditions do not prevail within ourselves. And if it does, obviously we need to make amends. Inna ja'alna fi a'naqihim aghlala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly we have placed upon their necks collars, yokes, فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَثْقَانِ, and these yokes are till the chins of people. When a person puts a yoke is, or a collar, is a metal collar that is put around the neck of a person, around the neck of the person. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that that collar comes and then the chin of that person is pushed upwards, فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ, and their heads then ascend towards the sky, they are looking upwards. Now if any human being has to be given such a collar to wear, or it has been forced upon that person, and now his gaze is upwards, and he has to walk in this world, it is quite obvious that that person is going to find a tremendous amount of difficulty. He is not going to walk to his intended destination, because he is not going to be able to focus, he will not be able to see. And here, this is the example that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives of those disbelievers, that if they are walking in this world, and this message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes, that is showing them direction, but yet they turn away from it, then they are like that person that has this collar made of steel or iron that has been put around his neck. His chin has been lifted up, his eyes are now focused towards the sky, his steps are on the ground, and that person is never going to find his intended destination. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says about the disbelievers. Now here we can sit here and discuss this, but also another unfortunate situation is that many of us choose to follow such people. People who do not have any direction in life, people who do not know where they are going, they do not even know who they are, and yet we would follow such people. We would want to follow the way of life, we want to follow the fashions that has been set down by them, the trends that have been set down, and in every aspect of our life we want to follow people who are totally lost and who do not have any direction whatsoever. The second Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives, the second example, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا, and we have made in front of them a barrier, وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا, and behind them a barrier. A barrier in front of them, a barrier behind them. And when a person has a wall or any form of impediment that is in front, any kind of barrier that is in front, any kind of barrier behind, and around them, فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ, then we have covered them. In other words, in all sides, فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, then they are unable to see anything. They cannot see and they do not see anything. Now if that person has any form of barrier around him, then he is not going to find any direction whatsoever. He would not know whether he is walking north, east, south or west, and that person would not know which way he is going. So that is now the example of a totally lost person. That on the one hand, his head is facing up to the sky, his eyes are focused towards the sky. On the other hand, he cannot see in front of him, he cannot see behind him, he cannot see on his sides, above and below. Then that person is totally and absolutely lost. And this is the example Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives of such persons and such people. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah says, وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is all the same upon them, whether you warn them or whether you do not warn them, for whom la yu'minun, they will not bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some very important points here we've discussed before again and again, and we are saying the same thing, that in Islam, and when we discuss this word in dar, that it doesn't mean to warn a person with a great degree of arrogance and feel that we have fulfilled and accomplished our duty and responsibility. But in actual fact, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word in dar, and when he speaks about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the nadir, then it is warning with a great degree of compassion, a great degree of kindness, a great degree of concern and worry, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would warn them. And here Allah Rabbul Izzah shows us the second, that it is all the same to them, but it is never the same to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That as far as they are concerned, they may not bring iman. But as far as the person that is giving the da'wah, and in this case our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in our cases we the ummah, we should not feel that it is the same whether we warn or we do not warn people, we invite them or we do not invite them towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It may be the same to them, but to us it is different. Because when we give da'wah and we invite people towards Allah, undoubtedly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward us. Undoubtedly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will look towards us with eyes of compassion, and definitely we would make the difference. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says that it is all the same upon them. Now this was the message that Allah gave Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out and he warned such a community. And Allah Rabbul Izzat shows us that himmat, that kind of courage that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, and the effort that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made, knowing all this, yet he stepped out and invited them towards Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.